So the Return of the Red Cloaked Being.
That's correct. This being is on the way, folks, and I want to talk about how I came to this. And if you go to my website at ummo.cc, you will find, as a child, I grew up with this brown robe being showing me future events, places where I would eventually remote view. I didn't know at the time what I was doing, but now I completely understand it. I actually have a journal of future places that these beings have shown me.
Tell us about some of the events, if you would, Aaron.
Well, probably the most recent dramatic event was a temple where I was to purchase a temple. Again, money was given to me to do this. The temple was purchased, and it was used specifically. It was an old Masonic temple. It was used specifically for remote viewing the 72 Goetic demons of Solomon. And what I found as a result of doing this, I found in stage 7, which of course involves stimulating the Wernicke's area of the brain, providing for the viewer and listener, in this case, an auditory hallucination. If you read Julian Jaynes' The Origin of Consciousness, mm-hmm. in the breakdown of the bicameral mind, he explains this very well. In this particular case, it's controlled. And so you can switch it on and off. And I was receiving tones, I mean specific frequencies.
In you'd hear them in your ear?
Yes. Well, basically on the right side of the head.
Uh-huh. Like some people here. There are a lot of people reporting that.
Yes, very strange. And I thought that was very peculiar. And when I finished with my, number 72, I realized that this entire thing put together was like a song. And it just so happened that when I put it together, I still remember the song. It sounds like an angelic choir, a never-ending crescendo. And guess what happens? The red cloaked being. It matches resonance. It is the true name of Lucifer. The name of Lucifer, that isn't correct. The reason why when you remote view Lucifer, you get this entity.
You're one of the few who would want to remote view him.
I've done it several times. I'm as close to Lucifer as any human can be presently.
What do you mean by close?
I'll explain how close I am to this entity. I started an organization that is headed by 11 women, and they are, four women are as close as they can be to Lucifer themselves. I'm beginning to train 100 men who will match resonance with these 11 women that will transmit the light of Lucifer. Are you familiar with the 100 monkey theorem?
Yes.
Well, the idea, of course, is to change human consciousness. To get it geared more towards thinking of the earth and less towards material things.
Well, that's all well and good, I think, that part.
And also to change people's perception of their faith. And I want to do it gracefully. I want to do it in such a way that isn't offensive and that will not produce violence.
I'm not sure you're going to be able to pull that off.
Well, truth speaks for itself. Initially truth is always disturbing and falsehood is always reassuring. I'm not going to give anyone anything reassuring here. It's going to happen, the initiation of the human race.
Well, let me tell you, the mere mention of that name, Lucifer, draws up all kinds of connotations to people.
It's programming, and none of them are true. The negative connotations are totally untrue.
Now, well, you tell me your definition of what you believe Lucifer is.
Yes, Lucifer is an alien. And it is the progenitor of the human race. It manipulated our genetic structure while we were primates. And basically, what it wants to show us is Venus. The reason why it's basically Lucifer is the old Latin name for Venus.
Yes.
The reason why when you remote view the name Lucifer and you get this alien is simple. Because this alien wants to show the human race two things. One, that it is the father of the human race, whereas the earth is the mother of the human race. We come from the primordial soup and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Lucifer genetically manipulated us while we were primates.
Well, I've heard this on several different occasions
mm-hmm.
now.
In other words, this entity when you remote view it, you get the name Lucifer associated with it because it wants to show us Venus. Venus is the model for global warming for the Earth. Basically, our Earth is dying. Our ecosystem is crashing and burning. It's over.
Are you saying
we are going extinct?
You're saying Venus is what we could become?
Yes, and this is what Lucifer wants us to pay attention to, and it wants us to pay attention to it now, and now is a critical time.
Well, now, let's go back a little bit, though. You haven't sold me on the name yet.
And I'm not trying to sell it.
You know, the name Lucifer, are you saying, was he a fallen angel?
No. This whole idea is absolute hogwash. It's not true. Lucifer is not a fallen angel. We might consider it, if we anthropomorphize this thing, we might say that it is a rebel or something like that. But I can tell you that we are not smart enough to comprehend its technology or how advanced it is.
All right, let's get I'm throwing a lot of questions at you here, Ian, because this is something that a lot of people are going to ask you a little bit later when we open phone lines.
Oh, they do.
You've heard of the word devil, right?
Yes.
And Christians connotate devil with hell. Are you saying Lucifer and devil are the same or not related at all?
No, Satan or the devil, if you will, those two things are fictional. My dear friends, the Satanists, I must say that
your dear friends?
Yeah, they are. And they don't... you have to understand that these people don't sacrifice babies and things like that. That's just pure hogwash. They are free. These are free people. You can't enslave the Satanists. There's no way you can, and this is why they're probably hated, and all these rumors and these ideas about the Satanists, which are, for the most part, completely false.
All right, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. My concern, though, is the phrase Lucifer and the devil. You're talking about two different entities here.
Absolutely. Lucifer is a real entity and is the father of the human race. And for a time in our very near future, will become, for a short time until it's better understood, the god of the human race. It will replace the four great religions. And it's coming to you soon, to all of us.
You
don't have a choice about it. Lucifer is rising. On Earth. This is the thing that we're all feeling. We say it's the quickening. We say it's Earth changes. The dread that people feel happens to be the holy guardian angel, or the angelic influence within us all. It's dreading the return of the Father. And when it returns, we will be removed of our angels, all of us. My angel's gone. And I recommend to all your listeners out there to get rid of your angel and set yourself free. The Father is returning, and the truth will be known, and he's very soon to be back.